This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Oscars are this Sunday, the 86th annual rendition of the Academy Awards. The winners Sunday night, as chosen by the voting membership of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, of course, get those nifty little gold statues. The winners elsewhere include studios, distributors, and whoever guessed right in office Oscar pools. Wesley Morris writes about film at Grantland, so of course, who better to give us the inside track on who to pick? Hey, Wesley.
Hey, Kai.
So are you in? I mean, you're a professional, so you must be. Are you in Oscar pools?
I'm a professional movie critic. So my Oscar, see, this is the thing. I am bad at predicting. People are still mad at me from last year when our regular Oscar guy took a little bit of a break. I was responsible for making predictions, and people were really not happy. Well, so I don't join pools.
Why is it so hard? I mean, zillions of people see these things. You got box office scores. You've got track records. I mean, you know, come on.
Because what you're talking about is trying to predict what nearly 6,000 people are going to do. Huh. And you can come up with a narrative that can get you through most of the categories, but in a lot of categories, you're just kind of like, I'm just going to pick one of the five.
Seriously? Like the professionals do that? Like the actual
No, no, no. You know, for many years, I would write these prediction lists and I'd have to do an append a story to it. And the question is what you say on Monday morning when your prediction turned out not to be true.
How much do you know about the mechanics of the voting? I mean, they get the envelopes at home or they go online, whatever, and do it that
way?
Well,
now they're voting online. Yeah. And last year it was a huge nightmare. It was a real, you talk about the healthcare rollout, man. But it seems to have been smoothed out this year. There have not been a lot of complaints that have run in the media anyway.
Do you think people, the voters, actually watch all the movies?
Of course not.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
No, no.
If they watched all the movies, you would different things would win.
Well,
I mean,
isn't that I'm? You can tell.
Are
I'm
you disappointed by this?
I'm a little frustrated by them. Yes.
Officially, everybody watches everything. That's what you're supposed to do. Like with the documentaries, for instance, they recommend that you watch all five nominees. But you know, 20 Feet from Stardom is going to win because it's probably the one that a lot of voters will watch first, and it'll be so happy, and they don't think it can be topped.
That's the one about the backup singers, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so they'll never get to the act of killing, which is truly phenomenal.
Well, so who do you like? We'll just pick Best Picture because, you know, it's only a half hour show. Who do you like for Best Picture? What do you like?
I think 12 Years a Slave will probably win. Yeah. There'll be a very interesting sort of logic among Academy voters about how to reward Alfonso Cuarón for making this very lucrative sci-fi spectacle that people really responded to.
Yeah, Gravity, right?
Right. In some ways, you then have this other problem of then being this respectable organization that wants to say, hey, look, we recognize that this movie about slavery was also great, and we'd like to recognize that in a major way as well, which is why they're going to split the directing and picture Oscars. And so 12 Years a Slave will probably win the picture, and Cuarón will probably win the director.
I agree with you, and since you're the professional, that's the way I think it's going to go.
But you know what? We could be talking about American Hustle all day on Monday
morning. No, we're not. No way.
Now, odds are low, but I mean, crazier things have happened.
Wesley Morris, he writes on films for Grantland. See you, man.
Thanks, Kai. See you.